Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. And this is another episode of the talk of the town now. So without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another episode of the talk of the town now. If y'all tuned in for the very first time, I just want to tell y'all thank you. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. If y'all want to be entertained, y'all came to the right place. Hopefully y'all here to stay. And definitely, man, welcome to the fam. For those of y'all that have been rocking with me from day one, y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Talk of the town, baby. Let's go. Now, before I get started today, you know what I mean? A little business. Last week, you know I did the Versus Battle recap. That's the episode where, you know, I recap like, I said like 14 to 15 different battles that took place. The word went out that episode, well, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I heard that a lot of y'all enjoyed that episode. I definitely appreciate that. But word got to me that that episode was unavailable for a while in the Talk of the Town Now library. You know, a lot of people couldn't download it. A lot of people didn't know where to go to listen to it. In other words, you know, they didn't have access to it. And what I did yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't, here at the Vision Live Network, and especially on the Slack is Talk podcast, we don't miss no episodes, you know what I'm saying? Especially ones that's been recorded already, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure my fans have complete access. Yesterday, I uploaded that episode again. So it's in the library. You know, visit the website, www.visionlivenetwork.com/slackistalk, and you'll see the complete library. And you'll see it's the last episode. I just uploaded it yesterday. So, you know, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. But, yo, we back up and running. Well, we always was running, baby. But, you know what I'm saying? The episode is available again. So, let's get it. Now, today, I was going to do part two of the Versus Battle recaps. And we still go do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do it today, but we still go do that episode. You know what I mean? To get all caught up on all the battles so far and stuff like that. But on today's show, I wanted to give y'all something fresh, man. I wanted to give y'all something that's new. I wanted to give y'all something that just happened. And for those of y'all that have been listening to the show, and those of y'all that are Versus fans, you know what I'm talking about. Today, we're doing none other than Fat Joe versus Ja Rule. Now, before we even get into this, you know what I'm saying? Before we even get into who won, before we even match up the careers, before I give y'all the history on these two, I just want to say, man, before anything, New York is winning, man. New York is winning. You know what I'm saying? If you're from New York like I am, New York is winning. You got Fat Joe versus Ja Rule this week. The week before that, you got the Lox versus the Diplomats. We done seen Jada go up against Fab. And I just gotta say, man, New York is winning right now. I also must say, you know, on the other note, that I just don't like the fact that it took so long. You know what I'm saying? It took so long for New York rappers to come together. Now, Fat Joe and Ja Rule, they always was cool. You know, they always had a good working relationship. But y'all just don't realize, man, New York missed out on so much good music because of personal beefs and attitudes and just politics. You know, people thinking they better than this person, and, you know, this person is above this, above that. And egos, man, egos. Like, think of all the all the good rappers, all the great rappers in New York that never did songs together for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a shame that, you know, we had to wait 25, 30 years into certain people's career for people to finally, like, go on tour together, for people to finally do battles together, for people to, you know, perform and all that kind of, you know what I mean? Just being on stage together, you know what I'm saying? That type of thing, like showing love to each other and stuff like that. Now, there's always going to be some people that just don't get along, you know what I'm saying? And that's understandable because some of these beefs are real, you know what I mean? Some of these beefs are from the street, you know what I mean? There's no denying that. So, you know, you got to, it comes with the territory. But a lot of it was foolishness. And I just want to say, like, New York is winning, man. New York is on a run. Let's keep this thing going. Now, let's get down to business. Ja Rule versus Fat Joe. Now, to start off with, you can say this matchup is a bit of a different era. Now, let me tell you what I mean. Fat Joe's career started in 92, 93, whereas Ja Rule didn't come in to like 1999. So there's like a give or take a 6-7 year gap there, you know. I'll say, yeah, 6-7 years, you know what I'm saying? Not much, but music, it was still the golden era, but things were a little bit different. Now, Fat Joe came out first in 93, and he came out with Flo Joe. You know what I'm saying? And I remember that. I remember that record. You know what I mean? And I got to give props to him, too, because when he did the Versus Battle, that was the first song that he performed. You know what I mean? That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? Like, my first cut, my first battle, you know what I mean? I'm going to play the song that started it all. You know what I'm saying? So he got a lot of respect, you know, from me for that. You know what I'm saying? That's paying attention to detail. You know what I mean? He went with the song that put him on. You know what I mean? Now, just a little fact that I think everybody always overlook when they think about Fat Joe. Flo Joe came out in 1993. Now, let's think back to 1993 for all those that were old enough. You know what I mean? In 93, I believe Onyx came out with Slam. Their debut album was somewhere around that time. Wu-Tang came out in about 93, 94 with their debut album. And let's not forget, 92 all the way to 96 was the Death Row era. You know, you had Snoop and Dre doing their thing. You know, Death Row took over the charts. West Coast, back at that time, was on top. So now, Flo Joe came out during this time. There was a lot of heavy hitters out at this time. Like, this is like the golden age of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So now, give credit where credit is due. With all those heavy hitters around and West Coast dominating the charts, Fat Joe came out with Flo Joe and it stuck. You know what I'm saying? It hit. You know what I mean? That song was memorable, man. That song hit the charts. Now, another thing, there was no Terror Squad. There was no Remy Ma at the time. There was no Big Pun. Joe came out and did that himself. You know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing but respect that. Now, during Fat Joe's career, that's, you know, gone 25 plus years, almost 30. Fat Joe never had what you call a period of time where he dominated the rap game. But over 25 plus years, he was able to consistently drop hits, consistently have features, you know, consistently sell records. You know, he's come out with, I believe, about 10 plus studio albums. Represent was the first. Jealous One, Still Envy, Part 1 and 2. Don Carter, Gina, Loyalty, and All or Nothing, just to name a few. Now, it depends on what you value the most. Do you want a period of time where you dominate and then you disappear? Or do you want to stay consistent? You know, drop hit after hit after hit after hit. Regardless of the music business changing, you're still relevant. You're still there. It depends on what you value when it comes to Fat Joe. But now, think of it this way. Let's just name some of the rappers and groups that are from New York. You got Biggie. You got the Lox. You got Mace. You got Cam'ron. The Dipset. You got 50. You got G-Unit. You got Wu-Tang. You got Busta Rhymes. Jay-Z. Nas. Mobb Deep. Onyx. And the list just goes on and on and on and on. Now, some of those people that I just mentioned are still doing it. Fat Joe? Fat Joe still coming out. Fat Joe is still here. Out of all those people that I just named, out of all those artists and groups that I just named, Fat Joe still doing it. Fat Joe still relevant. Fat Joe is still in the game. That's a feat in itself. Now, let's switch gears for a minute and let's go over to Ja Rule. As I mentioned before, Ja Rule came out in 99 and he had the DMX comparison. He had the Jay-Z comparison. Actually, they was going to be a group at one point in time, but they was never able to get that worked out. Again, that goes back to what I said earlier. Egos. Who didn't want to hear an album with Jay-Z, Ja Rule, and DMX? I mean, come on. Who didn't want to hear that? But Ja came up around those two. But I like what he did. You know, he didn't hang his hat on having connections to Jay-Z and DMX. When he first came out, he dropped Holla Holla. And he did, like Fat Joe did, that was solo. That didn't have a feature on it, you know what I'm saying? And you get a lot of props with that. You know, you get a lot of props for that. You know what I'm saying? He could have used Jay. He could have used X. But he did it himself. You know what I'm saying? And that single, it broke. Holla Holla was a hit record. His debut album went platinum. And then it was on from there. Now, his first album, Vinny Vetti Vecchi, went platinum. But in 2001, when he released Rule 336, he knocked it out the park. I mean, his career was off. You know what I mean? It was off and running. You know, he couldn't miss. You know, whether we all know, like, what eventually ended up happening with Ja Rule, the mistakes he made and, you know, messing with 50 and things like that. But if you look in the record books and you look in the history books, there was a point of time in there where he dominated the charts. He released Rule 336, and then he followed that up with Pain Is Love. Now, when he followed with Pain Is Love, that was almost, that might have been less than a year. It may have been less than a year when he dropped Pain Is Love after Rule 336. Now, both of those albums went on to go multi-platinum. Multi-platinum. You know, he had a period of time. During this period of time, Ja Rule was everywhere. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't miss. You know, he had the features. He had Little Mo. He did a song with Mary J. Blige. Anytime you do a song with Mary J. Blige, that's like your career stamp. You know what I'm saying? That's like getting branded. You know what I mean? That's one of the ways back then where you knew you officially made it. You know what I'm saying? Mary J. is the queen. But he had features with Mary J., Little Mo. They had Broken, Ashanti. And it's just like, for a period of time, Murder, Inc. had that formula. You know what I'm saying? Hit record after hit record. And Rule, he dominated the charts for that period of time. It shows the momentum that he had. You know, whenever an artist dropped back to back like that, it's because the record labels know that this man is hot. We need to get him out there. You know, we need to keep him going. You know what I'm saying? Now, Murder, Inc. had other artists They had a lot of R&B artists, but they had some rap artists too. But all their other artists wasn't established. And what I mean by that, none of the other artists was really selling records. As far as I know, Ja Rule may have been the only artist on that label to release an album. So this is not a shot. You know, this is more like real reality. Ja definitely benefited from whenever a song came to the Murder Inc. office and they thought it was a hit, it definitely went to Ja Rule first. You know what I'm saying? Where other artists may have to like share or get in where they fit in that. You know what I'm saying? This song might go to that artist. This song, you know, this other song over here might go to that one. He didn't have that problem. You know, all the good songs came through him first. Now, as far as the actual versus battle, y'all know me. When I judge these battles, I judge on longevity. I judge on record sales. I judge on your overall catalog, the quality and quantity. And because I'm a businessman, I also look and see what ventures and success you have going on outside of music. And I know that might be cheating a little bit, but this music thing is what leads to other things happening for you. You know what I'm saying? In the actual battle, and you know, like I said, I gotta keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep it honest here on the Slackers Talk. Fat Joe tried. You know what I'm saying? He tried. He gave an effort. And I'm not gonna say, first off, Fat Joe definitely wins in the longevity category because he came out before Ja Rule and he's still making records while Ja Rule is absent from the music scene. And they even spoke about that during the battle. But I'm not going to say Fat Joe don't have the records, but that run that Ja Rule went on from 99 to 2003, that run where Ja has caught fire, there's nothing Joe can do with that. You know what I'm saying? Ja caught momentum and he just kept on going. You know what I'm saying? You have some artists that release records now and then you don't hear from them another 2 years. And then you have some that come out back to back. You know what I'm saying? Or come out once a year. You know, and the one thing that Ja did smart was he kept that momentum going. And you could kind of see in the battle where, you know, Joe bought Nelly out. Nelly performed Hot in Here, which I don't think, you know, Joe had anything to do with. Joe kind of like, you know, performed some songs that, you know, were a little questionable, like whether they were his or not, you know what I'm saying? Where basically Ja Rule was there by himself, you know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, Ja had his features too. You know, he bought Ashanti out and things like that. But overall, like, Ja had more hits by himself, you know what I'm saying, than Joe did, you know? Now, during the era where people were still actually going to the stores and buying records, you know, buying CDs before the digital download era, during that era of buying the CDs, I believe Ja Rule sold more records than Fat Joe. Now, since Ja Rule has been out of the game pretty much for the longest now, and Ja Rule still Fat Joe was still recording, I don't know if Fat Joe caught him, you know, as far as record sales, you know what I mean? But as far as I know, I think Ja has the edge there as well. But overall, I got to give the edge to Ja on that one, you know what I'm saying? But overall, it was good seeing Little Mo. It was good seeing Ashanti come out and perform with both of them. That was funny, you know what I'm saying? That was entertaining. And like I said, it's good for New York, man. It's good to see two New York cats get along, you know what I'm saying? Now, on a side note, you know, because I like teaching here on the Slackers Talk, you know, because I love giving messages to my Vision for Kids organizations and showing people how to do things the right way and what not to do, I'm going to use this time to, like, use an example, you know what I'm saying? And it's not a diss. You know, is this an example? You know, I'm trying to show y'all what not to do and how to do things the right way, just in case this ever comes across you. Now, Ja Rule, you know, he's going to be an example for the day. Now, if you saw the verses and you know who Ja Rule is and you know his career, you'll ask yourself, well, how come somebody that's talented like that is still not making music today? Why is he not coming out? You know, what happened to him? Now, you can be talented. You know, it doesn't have to be music. It doesn't have to be rapping. Whatever it is, you know, whatever business you have, it could be selling clothes. It could be making clothes. You could be a lawyer. You know, whatever it is that you're successful at, do not allow your ego to get in the way. Don't forget where you come from. Don't let your success make decisions for you. You know what I'm saying? You think things out yourself. Don't start doing stuff just because you're successful. You know? All he had to do was simply not respond. And when I say not respond, y'all know who I'm talking about. And the person I'm talking about is my man, but I'm not going to mention that because I might do this episode somewhere later down the line. But all Ja had to do was not respond, and he probably would still be here in the music industry selling records. But anyway, Fat Joe versus Ja Rule, another win for New York, and I got to give this nod to Ja. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and we'll be back again later to talk more here on The Talk of the Town Now.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.